If you have something on wheels or something and you're doing it this way, you say you're what? Or you say you're pushing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the opposite of push is?
Pull.
Okay. And the opposite of pull is?
Push.
Okay. If you've got something real heavy and you're trying to carry it up the steps or something, you might say, well, I had to, would you say?
Lift.
Okay. If a child was getting ready to touch something that was going to burn him or something like that, you might say what? Don't you?
Don't touch it.
Okay. If somebody throws a ball to you, you would have to what?
Touch it.
Okay. And if you were getting ready, if you were making arrangements to meet somebody somewhere, they might say, well, I don't know whether I can be there exactly on time. And you say, well, that's all right. If I get there first, I'll...
wait.
Okay. Or I'll, what would you say, wait for you or wait on you? Okay. If you were talking about the word chance, you might tell somebody, well, okay, I believed you last time, but now this is your last...
chance.
Okay. And if you're real happy and everything, you might say, well, I'm in a good...
mood.
Okay. Or you ever use the term humor?
Mm-hmm.
And you might say, I'm in a good...
good mood or good humor.
Okay. Right. Say, there sure are a lot of bugs around here. I'd like to get...
rid of them.
Okay. And talking about the word right, you might say, today I am going to...
write.
Yesterday I...
wrote.
Okay. And in the last month I have...
written.
Okay. And if you write a letter to somebody and they write a letter back, you'd say, well, I've got...
an answer.
Okay. And when you take a letter and put it in the envelope, seal the envelope up and you write the name on the front, you say that you are doing what to them?
Addressing it.
Okay. Now, a lot of people call that, they'll say they're backing a letter.
Mm-hmm.
Children's nicknames for a person who tells on another child.
Tattletale.
Okay. And if you went out to, if it was summertime and there were some flowers out in the yard and you were going to go bring them in, you'd say, well, I'm going to go out and, would you say pick flowers or pull flowers? Or?
Pick flowers, I guess. Okay. Cut flowers.
What about a child's plaything? You call that a? Okay. You're going to say, I can't walk in here for all the... Talking about the word give, you say every year when the Red Cross comes around, we
give.
Okay. Last year we
gave.
Okay. And we have
given.
Okay. Talking about the word begin, you might say, well, today we are going to
begin.
Okay. Yesterday they
began.
Okay. And after we arrived, they had, but when we arrived, they had already
finished.
Okay. Or still talking about began, you might say they had
already began.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Talking about the word come. Children always should, when they are called, children should always
answer.
Okay. Or we're talking about the word come. Would you say they should always
come?
Okay. Yesterday a bunch of our relatives
came.
Okay. And they have, often they have
come.
Okay. Talking about the word to see, like with your eyes. You say, well, I can sure
see.
Okay. You know what happened yesterday. You
saw.
Okay. And, you know you have
seen.
Okay. And if they were working on the road out here and they had the dug big holes in it and everything, you might say, well, you can't go home that way. The road is all.
Well, I told you, mister.
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
If you gave somebody a bracelet and you wanted to see them wear it, you might say, well, go ahead and
put it on.
Okay. Talking about the word do, you might say, well, today we are going to have to, would you say do that or?
Do that or do this.
Okay. Last night he